Just has to mention the people that are engaged with this presentation. On one hand, it's Mahmoud Abdelrauf, which is the project leader of a very huge project we are working on at the moment, and Christoph Garber. And on my side, we have developed this presentation together. And David also has issued the workflow for Radiance when he still were in the company for such huge projects. For those of you who have been at the tutorial on Monday, we didn't have good weather that day, so maybe that you see where you have been is this part of the company, the Bartenbach Academy. This is the main building, the oldest part of the company, it's lighting design. And we have also been in the artificial sky, which is somewhere beneath this part, and this is the research and development department where we also have entered. Yeah, what I did, I had a little problem with the presentation because we wanted to have a certain project as a basis for this huge project. A project that is dimensions of kilometers, not meters or hundreds of meters. And our customer told us on Monday afternoon that we should, because it's still on the way in the planning process, that we should not use this for the documentation. And so yesterday I had to just kill some slides and use other slides. But I think the most interesting part for you maybe is the parts concerning Radiance, so it should not be that problem. Of course, Bartenbach has different different aspects of daylight planning. As we are quite short in time, I will not deal with this in detail, but maybe just as a background information, Bartenbach is doing light planning since the 60s, and it's a specialty of Bartenbach that we had our software developed in-house. We made our own software for calculation of daylighting systems, of artificial lighting systems, and also for doing planning processes. But at the moment, for concerning daylight simulations, especially for such large projects, we primarily rely on Radiance. See some examples of daylight projects. I have, for example, also the philosophy of Bartenbach is not just only to calculate lux, but it always deals with visual perception and with such topics as human-centered lighting, with the health of the people, how they feel, and so also concerning architecture. This is the basis of the light, but also light is the basic of the architecture. We always try to bring architecture to its full effect. Some other examples, a large airport in Singapore, Changi Airport Terminal 3, that we have done. We have done projects all over the world. You see here, for example, Cambridge, Boston, or a fair in Basel. I think David did here some daylight calculations. The Expo Bridge in Saragossa, which are projects really all over the world, from Mecca, Medina, to Harvard University, where we have just recently have won the prize. What about general workflow? I think it's not, the workflow is known to all of us. We all have the same problems. We have to prepare the 3D model. For example, in this huge project, we have, it's BIM-based, the model, but in parallel, there is also a Rhino model. And we get Rhino models that are really huge, that might have a gigabyte of data, and which first have to be reduced on one side concerning geometry, and on the other side you have to have to assign efficient materials. And the way we do it is that we try to have the same on one layer only materials, or only objects with the same materials. So on this also you have to do normally by hand. Then you have to import the 3D model into Radiance. We also use support programs for that purpose, and we run the simulations, calculate the results, and present the results. As a simple example, I have chosen here, my colleague has chosen here, a perforated part of the facade in this project. It has been in there 36,000 times, and it was quite huge. It has hole in it. And if you do this as a 3D mesh, you have a model of it with 200 million surfaces. And if you reconstruct it and go down to simplifications, you can serve a lot of space. And for simplification, they used transmaterial just to model the effect for light. Then you are down to 0.2% of the original size of the model for these special things. What I really like about Radiance is that it offers a huge range of possibilities. For example, the function files, that if you really want to have such perforated material, you can use function files. I have already seen it in this workshop. Somebody else also had a similar perforate cull, I think. It's the way it's, I think it goes down to blue sums and transmission or something like that. And you really can, just by writing a simple text file, you can have a geometrical model of infinite times the holes in it, where you would explode, the CAD systems explode, you have really huge data if you do it in each hole model it separately. So you have the possibility, for example, of using such function files. What I did in this large project was, for example, also I was interested where the holes are, but also the fraction of the holes. Therefore, I was used a random fraction of the surface head is holes, and the other part of the surface was just simply white diffuse reflection. It was a kind of seeding project. And of course, you could just use trans or VSDF to model such materials, which is much more efficient than really modeling the geometry detail for all the holes in the whole building for kilometers of data. Another example is having geometry that can be quite good represented in Radiance as a cylinder, for example. In Radiance, you could have a pillar made of a cylinder and two rings. So you only have three objects that are quite fast to picture and don't take much space. You have some lines of code and it's done. And if you really have, in this project, it's only a small sample, you have really a huge number of pillars, and some of them are not even, they are freeform shaped almost, so it can get very complicated to do this then in the form of a poly mesh, or if you make it triangles, you get really a lot of data for even one pillar instead of having three very simple basic objects contained in radiance. And for daylight calculations, often makes no difference at all, because these effects that you have, it's similar as if you have a door and you have each screw modeled on it. It makes no sense to use this in the daylight situation. What's interesting is, basically, most of the time we are stuck to hardcore radiants, to really Linux-based radiants. And during the last time, we also use other programs, for example, Climate Studio, which is quite nice when exporting geometry.
Yes. I just had a quick question, because in Rhino, you could also convert it into the
computer. Yeah.
So you don't need to.
It depends on it, but also the poly mesh, when you convert it afterwards, for example, to a triangle mesh or something, or to a radiance mesh, you get quite large data for, not if you have a cylinder, a beautiful cylinder, then it might go better depending on how you export it from the CD program, but if you have more complex shaped cylinders that are basically are only cylinders, then you frequently run into troubles. And what I liked about Climate Studio was that I saw after exporting the data, I went from the temporary directory to the radiance in this region, because I wanted to run a simulation on Linux, and I have seen there cylinders and rings. Was quite happy. This was one example where I could not understand what's going on, and for the radiance workshop, I had a closer look on it. For this project, we had 11 escalators in there, and they crashed the whole project. It was the largest part of the project, even if it was a lot in there. And I could not efficiently transform it to a radiance triangle mesh because the program crashed. And the solution was quite nice. We just left it off because it didn't matter concerning daylighting. It's always a good solution to leave those parts of the project away that don't matter. You need to take a lot of time and a lot of space in there. Because only this escalator had 500 megabytes hard drive, and I could not translate it further. And the reason is that, for example, the army box is 600 meters long for these 11 escalators. And, and I have checked the smallest length in geometry is 0.4 millimeters. This a little bit reminds me that somebody told me in the BIM system the system was almost breaking down because somebody had the good idea to use a paper basket from the internet to put it in rooms. And this was, I think it was also the party crash in this case. And I think it is not very important to model paper baskets in all things. But the general workflow for this recent huge project is get the data in Rhino. So we had exported from Rhino, and we generally use object waveform format. And then it was a this type of workflow has been developed by David because it was really hard to get it working for this really huge project. And so he used object to mesh, not object to run, to get the radiance triangle mesh. And he included this in the RAR file. Then you have to do the material definition. Daylight systems were modeled as PSDFs. You assign the sky, the measurement points, the sky conditions. The calculation method then was to use basically the R-trace. And what we do when we use R-trace, what programs do we use? Command line Linux, which uses all the cores, or Windows, which only uses a single core. And therefore, for large projects, we normally use Linux servers. And there are a lot of programs in the meantime with the graphical user interface that use Radiance internally. And it started with such things as Adeline and Desktop Radiance, where I think I first met Greg in the 90s. I think there were Radiance versions running on DOS, where you had available memory, normally available memory of about 500 kilobytes. If you today you write a Hello World program in the system, then you might get larger results than whole Radiance universe, but it writes Hello World maybe in a window and it's colored. So desktop Radiance desktop, which is a special version concerning Godzilla also, and Diva for Rhino and Climate Studio. We're also in these topics. And recently, Martin Hauer has established Ladybug tools, had Honeybee for our planning department also, so that they can do it all on their own. What is the problem? The employees normally work on Windows computers, and they use software with graphical user interface. And usually there's no Linux knowledge available, and also they don't really like to work with command line programs, as it's typically done when we are working in the research and development department with Radiance. So the solution is, one solution that we have done is to completely automatize the workflow. It was one thing that I did once, so that the user only exports the object file, and then the standard materials are assigned, and the call calculation is done on the unit computer, but he has just to call one batch job, which sends it to the unit computer. The calculation is done there, you get back the results, and you make the also the false color pictures and the other things automatically. Or you can delegate it to research and development, of course, which also often is done. And you can also use Radix tools with the graphic user interface they can handle. So at the moment, we are just in between. Some topics are still in the research and development department, and some topics are dealt within lighting design with programs like Honeybee or Climate Studio. Software that we use for Linux, it's basically very old. We use it since more than 10 years, I think. It's server, Linux server Rex with professional Intel Xeon CPUs. The first one only had 8 threads for 4 kernel files. The most recent is the one with 24 kernels and the Tesla 10-2019 for T3 general purpose computation, which we don't use for this purpose, of course. And here you can use -n and use all the kernels available. And so, for example, during my Christmas holidays, I use all these servers to try to finish the project in time in the beginning of January. The calculations run over days and days and days. Yeah, and just to finish, something that normally is not at the core of a mathematician is how to present the results. But this is the most important part if you have to do with a customer. And so we have our own programs to draw false color pictures. And we have established certain palettes that are logarithmic and have been used in the program and in the project. And so the customer is used to it. We have explained it to them. They always have seen the same pictures. And so you should not change it afterward. And one challenge then is if you use a software like Climate Studio, you want to stay within it. Also concerning the results, then you cannot use our own software, but you have to use the things that are contained in the software. And this is the customization with our software is quite nice. Our planning department, our lighting design department, has some, for example, in Grasshopper, some scripts, and the result was here that they could define the same colors and get the same pictures than with our automatic workflow using Linux and our own software, which is quite nice. So, normally complicated and large areas are simulated in Radiance directly on Linux servers, but also smaller excerpts of big projects, or even also now even larger projects that also can be simulated, for example, in Climax too. This is the workflow that we have at the moment. So thank you for listening. Any questions?